Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides leading edge, empowering knowledge, and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wellness coach and nutrition and holistic health expert Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. I'm so excited about our show today. We have an absolutely fabulous show for you today, for all you budding authors out there, you writers. And we have got Brian in the house. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Michelle. Good to be here again today.
Good to have you. So you've been good?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Before we get started, I want to thank all of you who have been sending me emails asking me questions about nutrition and about soy and on like that. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows how to get a hold of me who would like to. You can contact me at the T-H-E Michelle Bond Show. TheMichelleBondShow.com. And my email address is M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, and yes, that is James Bond, MB@TheMichelleBondShow.com. So I look forward to hearing your comments and answering your questions. So make sure you contact us. Okay, today we have got Betsy Otter Thompson with us, and she is going to give us her insight on how to get books published. So for all you budding authors and writers out there, I thought this would be a good show to have and a good topic to talk about, because I know a lot of people, especially we have switched into an age of information and technology, and lots of people are writing blogs and doing all kinds of things to get information out there. And so I thought this would be a perfect topic for you. And Betsy has written over six books, or actually she's written six books. One of them, I had her on the air a couple of months ago, is called The What Happens If I Book. And that was a fascinating book, so you might want to get that. She's also written Walking Through Illusion, The Mirror Theory, You Are What You Think, Love Human, and Love Parent. Welcome, Betsy. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Michelle. I'm fine. I'm thrilled to be here, talk and share what I know. I don't claim to be an expert, but I have had a varied experiences, and I can share how those experiences went and what I thought about them.
Well, great. We want to hear that, and we're very happy to have you here. So you said that there's three different ways of getting books published. So what are some of those ways?
Well, the first way is the traditional way, through an agent, getting an agent, and then your agent pushes your book or promotes your book or presents your book to publishers, and he does the legwork for it, and then you get a publisher through that. Hopefully you get a publisher through that. Then there's the self-publishing, and then there's the vanity press. All three ways are valid ways. It just matters, determines on what way you want to do it. If you are going to try to get an agent to get a publisher, for a mainstream publisher, for my kind of work, mainstream publisher would be like Louise Hay, somebody like that, or Hay Publishers. You aren't going to succeed unless you have some sort of a social media presence, because publishers like that won't take you on unless you already have a following that you are guaranteed. Like, for instance, if they take the book, that they can feel guaranteed that you'll sell 5,000 books right off the bat.
Wow.
So, So if you aren't known, then that's not a direction that I would pursue and hope for a lot of success. Even if you have a fantastic book, I think it's unusual that it would happen. Now, I'm only talking about my medium, which is self-help or spiritual self-help books. For other, I don't know. You know, I don't know what happens with romance or with mystery or any of that, but I can only talk about in terms of spiritual self-help, New Age, that kind of a book.
Okay. Now, Betsy, I do have a question for you, though. Yeah. If you decide to go the agent route, mm-hmm. Is it not good if you don't live like in L.A. or New York or someplace like that where the agents for writers usually are located?
No, it doesn't matter in this day and age where the computer is. What you have to do is you have to get on the Internet and you have to research for the agents that handle your kind of work. Because agents are specialized just like everything else in this day and age, and they have their own expertise in their own area. So you have to find, instead of just sending it willy-nilly out, which is a waste of time and money for mm-hmm. you have to narrow it down to the agents who handle your kind of genre. You have to see what they have handled before so that you can see if they handle similar books to yours. Not too much alike, then they have a conflict of interest. But if you have something in their genres, you have something in spiritual, New Age, then you approach the agent who deals with those people. See, the agents are dealing with editors at publishing houses, and they have relationships with these people. So they're the ones, they can approach the people that they know. They are much more likely to be enthusiastic if they have an editor in mind who they think would love this book. So that's how it works.
Okay, now, do we have to write a whole manuscript and we send the whole manuscript to the agent?
So what you do is you first make you have to have a cover letter, which talks about the salient points of your manuscript, and you have to work on it for a long time until it's absolutely fantastic, because this is your first impression, this is your calling card, this is your shaking hands with the person you're approaching, and you want to make a good impression. So can't have anything, no typos, nothing. It has to be. I worked on a paragraph that I sent to a publisher for my first published book. I got his email I don't remember how I got it, but I came across his email, and so I worked for a week on a small paragraph, so I had it so just perfect, and it worked, but I had worked a long time on it. And then he asked me to send him the proposal. So the proposal comes next, and you have to have the proposal ready, finished, probably edited with somebody's help, and so that you know it's ready to go. So these are all the things you have to do before you even take one step towards trying to get a publisher or an agent. You have to have it, and there are plenty of places you can go online. If you just put in a Google how to write a proposal, how to write a book proposal, all kinds of sites come up, and then you can go through them and see the one that feels the best to you. And then you have to be ready for that, because if they like your cover letter, then they might say, send me your proposal, or they might say, send me this, that, and the other out of your proposal. So you have to have a proposal finished so that if they only want separate parts of it, then you send the parts of the proposal that they want to see, because everybody's different. Everybody has their own way of doing things. You just have to be ready with everything so you have it ready when they're asking for it, because that's really important, because you have gotten their interest. If you wait a week, they might not remember who you are.
Yeah, and so timing is everything too. So yeah, you better be on your toes and ready to hit when the iron is hot.
Right, exactly. So and if they take the proposal and they accept you as a client, they may not even accept you as a client until they do some feelers with your proposal. I mean, it's a funny business now, because it's not like it was in the old days. You know, it's very competitive. There's so many people writing because of all the online publishing, and it's harder for the publishers to get something out there, because everybody is working on their own. It's not just the publishers that are dealing with each other. They're dealing with all the people who are self-publishing and all the vanity presses and everything. There's all this a huge amount of competition going. So they want something really good. If the agent wants something really good, if he's going to approach a publisher.
Wow. Okay. Well, that would make sense. That would definitely make sense. Well, we have to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about how to get your books published. And this is just really interesting, Betsy. I'm so glad that you're here explaining this to us, because a lot of people, I'm sure, have that question. Okay. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Backless without a reason. Another promise falling through another season.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Welcome back to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. Brian, I love that song. Thank you for that upbeat intro into our next segment. That'll get your engines going, I tell you what. All right, we've got Betsy Thompson here, and we are talking about how to get your book published. So, Betsy, before the break, we were talking about getting an agent and going that route. Is there anything else that we need to talk about as far as that route goes that we failed to mention?
Yes. So I want to mention the fact that even if you get an agent and the agent gets you a publisher, that's not the end of the road for you, because these days The agents don't, the publishers don't have a lot of money to spend on your book, and so you are still going to be your own publicist. And so if you are thinking of getting a book published or want to get a book published, you should be out building your social media presence right now, because get on Facebook, get on Twitter, get on Goodreads, get on everything you can get on the Internet, LinkedIn, on everything that you can get on to get your name out there as much as you can possibly do by yourself. And when I realized what the story was in terms of getting my presence out there, I had about 250 people on Facebook that I was friends with. And I realized that it was a diddly squat. And I started, you know, befriending people and getting a bigger base. And about 9 months, I got up to about over 3,000, 3,500 people. However, I had to really work hard to do that. I kept getting kicked off by Facebook.
Oh, no.
Befriending people, and then I had to just sit it out and wait and just persist and persist and persist. And so now I have so many Facebook friends, and I send out phrases every day on Facebook, like a spiritual phrase, and I send it out to a lot of people, and now people are befriending me, but it took me a long time to get to that point of having that happen. But what I did was, I'm a spiritual writer, and so I decided I had to use what I have, what my gift is, to get myself out there. So I joined on Facebook. I joined five groups to begin with and started posting my phrase. And from the five groups, I had 90 groups ask me to join them.
Oh, wow.
And so every day I post on those, my Facebook page, my author page, and those 95 groups, I paste that phrase. And then I get a lot of likes and feedback and conversations going, and then people start remembering who I am.
Okay. Now I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know we're in the world, in the age of technology and information and social media and on like that. What about if you're somebody like me who has a hard time getting their head around this Facebook and this Twitter and this LinkedIn? I mean, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on LinkedIn, but it's beyond me. So where would somebody like me go to learn about this stuff?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, I don't have a good answer for you because I go to my son.
See?
I mean, I have the same problem. I'm getting around pretty well on Facebook these days. And Twitter, I post on Twitter because I do it through my author page, so I don't even have to go to Twitter. And LinkedIn sometimes gets me a little bit confused. And Goodreads, now I'm trying to figure out how to import a new book on Goodreads. And so I have that issue too. I think the best answer is to find somebody young who can get there, who knows their way around this new stuff that's going on, and get them
all right.
I'm sorry, but younger people have an easier time.
Okay, well then I'm putting it out there. Any of you young people who want to help me with my Facebook and all, you know how to get a hold of me. mb@themichellebondshow.com. Okay.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
That's true.
Okay, so the next thing we could talk about is what's called Vanity Press, which is it's online, and it's presses that will do everything for you in terms of getting the book ready for printing. They'll design, if you pay, of course, they'll design for a cover for you. They'll get the books to you finished. But there you have the books, and what are you going to do with them? So you still have to be active, proactive, before the book even comes out and trying to get people interested in the book. And you have to pay the vanity press. That's why it's called the vanity press, because so many people want to get their family histories printed, but they only want so many copies, and that's the end of it, and they never go back again. So if you're somebody who wants to be a repeat author, I don't know. I mean, I can't say it's good or it's bad. I've never done it. I know it exists. I know people who have done it. I think that you miss out. A lot of people are so anxious to get to be called an author that they do it too quickly, and the book isn't edited well enough, and the book doesn't go anywhere. But, you know, there's the first thing for everything. I would never say to not do it, because everybody's path is different, but that's what it is. You pay to have your book published. That's basically what it's all about.
Okay, so could you... All right. So if you have an agent, then you still have to get the publisher. So would you go to this Vanity Press then?
The Vanity Press is totally separate from that.
Okay.
The Vanity Press is done without an agent, without a publisher. It's just you, between you and the person, the Vanity Press online. You write to them, you tell them you want them to publish your book. They take your information, they take your manuscript, they put it into print form for the book, for the size of the book. They design a cover for you if you want them to. If you have somebody else doing it for you, then you would give it to them when it was finished. They print the book up. They ask you how many copies you want. They may have a minimum amount you have to order. I don't know. And then they send the books to you, and that's the end of their job.
Okay, and then it's up to you to distribute them.
Exactly.
Okay. So now with the agent, though, will the agent find you a publisher?
The agent will try to find you a publisher, but most agents won't take you unless they have a pretty good idea of an editor that they think will be interested in it.
Okay, and so then even though you have an agent, you still have to find a publisher.
No, you don't. If you have an agent, the publisher does the looking for the agent finds the publisher for you.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
The agent is the go between, just like the agent is a go between in the entertainment business. They are the ones who find the jobs for actors and. Or they are the ones who submit the scripts to actors, and in the publishing business, it's the same idea. They submit the scripts to the publisher.
Okay, gotcha.
Vanity Press is totally separate. And then the third category would be to self-publish, which means you don't do it with a Vanity Press, you do it on your own, and you can do it through what I did. When I was going to get my the books that I self-published many years ago, improved and up on Amazon, I decided to do it through something called CreateSpace, which is a company from one of Amazon's companies. And I liked the fact that they had a good reputation, that they were connected to Amazon, so that when the book was ready, it would be an easy thing for getting up on Amazon. The thing is that if you do that through CreateSpace and put it up on Amazon, then you can't put it on any of the other places like Smashwords and other places where you can put your book up that would be available to people with Kindles and things like that. But I did it because Amazon's the biggest and because I liked what I'd heard about it.
Okay. So they had the good reputation then.
It has a good reputation. And I, even though it is relatively easy to use, it confused me, so I hired my son to do it for me, but I'm the one who has worked on the book, cleaning it up, improving it, editing it, and then my son, which you have to do if you're going to do this, or you have to have somebody else do it for you. You have to get it into the form of on the print page of what a book print page looks like. You have to get it into that format. Because that's how you have to submit it to CreateSpace. They don't do that for you. You have to submit it that way, and so that is another skill that you have to either find or find somebody who can do for you.
Oh wow! So you're taking your so if you write your book on the computer, say in Word or whatever, then you can't cut and paste into their CreateSpace's format.
No, you have to get it into the, well, you have to decide, first of all, how big you want your book to be, you know, what size you want it to be, and then you have to create that page on your computer, and you have to, I mean, what I do is I just do the book myself, and then I give it to my son, and then he puts it into the page, the appropriate page size for the book. I did that years ago with a special program that I had, but it was years ago. I'd forgotten how to do it, and there just seemed like there was only so much I could do, and I had to ask my son to do that, and he's doing it, and he's doing a great job.
Okay. Now, let's say somebody doesn't have a son who could do that. Is there a place that people could go to find people who could do that for them?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask around if you have any writer friends. I don't know if there is a place. There probably is, because there's usually a place for everything, and you would probably have to pay for it. You could probably Google it and see if anybody format books for publishing, something like that. Who formats books, or, you know, something like that for the print page? Who formats books for the print page, something like that?
Okay.
Just look at a book, you know, take a book off the bookshelf and look and see how the printed page looks. It has a heading, and it has a page number, and it has both sides have to have the indentation, and so all that has to be done. and you have to choose a font, and you have to, all that sort of thing has to be as part of the self-publishing process. I had a head start in that I had done it years ago on my own, and so I knew something. I knew enough to know what I liked in terms of fonts and things like that. But it's all, you know, you can learn it. And my son tells me, who's more computer literate than I am, that CreateSpace is relatively easy to use. So if you are the least bit computer savvy, you probably won't have a hard time. I did, but then I'm not computer savvy, and I'm of an age where we grew up, we didn't grow up with computers. I didn't grow up with computers like the kids do now, who know everything.
Yeah, I didn't either. Okay. So, all right, so this is crazy. So this sounds like could be a full-time job.
It takes a lot of time. I mean, I did it when I was working, but that's all I did. I worked and I came home and I worked on my books, whatever I was writing or whether I was trying to get them self-published or whatever I was doing. And I made a lot of errors along the way in terms of not really understanding what the book had to be before it was ready, how well edited it had to be before it was ready to be printed. And that's something I learned the hard way. Now I know that it takes draft after draft after draft to make sure that the sentences flow, that there are, and of course they have spell check on the computer for you, but here's something interesting. My son just put up another book for me, and both of us did spell checks, and everything came out perfectly. And then when it went to CreateSpace, when it went for the Kindle sent back that there was one typo on page 41, and we both looked, and there it was, and spell check didn't pick it up. But fortunately, when you do something like CreateSpace, and they do it for Kindle and for hard copy, they have spell checks that are obviously better than the ones that are on our computer, and they did pick it up.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing I've been finding, is that the spell check on my computer doesn't always work. And I am the world's worst speller, let me just tell you. And so it does get a little embarrassing. So I guess in that case, you should have multiple people checking it to make sure. I mean, especially if you're going to be sending it to an agent or something.
Yeah, you really should. I think you should always try to get somebody you know who loves you, who will read it through for you, and ask them for any kind of constructive criticism they can give you, anything that they say, and don't get hurt about it. The whole goal is to make the book better. You can agree or disagree with their contribution, but listen to them, because usually when you're writing a book, you're too close to it to be objective. You know too much what you're writing to see it as a reader is going to see it when they pick it up.
Okay. Yeah, that's very interesting. We have to take another quick break. So when we come back, we're going to finish talking about, we're going to talk more, not finish, because there's a lot to talk about here, about publishing your own book. Stay tuned. You listen to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ.
She stood in the street, smiling from my head to her feet.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Okay, thank you for that. Bad to the bone. Yeah, baby. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. And that is a perfect segue into my next segment of What the Bleep Is That?
And now, The Michelle Bond's What the F*** segment.
Okay, this time we're going to be talking, because I can't do a show without doing this What the Bleep Is That. So this time we're talking about potassium bromate. So what is potassium bromate? Well, potassium bromate is an additive that is used in bromated flour. Now, where do you find this bromated flour? You find it in hamburger and hot dog buns, breads that you eat in restaurants, commercial breads, and baked goods. Now, you're probably going, well, why do they put that in there? Well, it is claimed to make the dough elastic so that it can stand up to dough hooks. However, there are a lot of bakeries out there that don't use bromated flour, and they don't find it to be an issue. So it doesn't flour really does not need to have potassium bromate in order to be elastic to hold up to dough hooks. Now, what is the issue? Why do we not want to be consuming potassium bromate? Well, the reason why we don't is because it's been linked to thyroid problems, kidney and nervous system damage, gastrointestinal issues, and cancer. Okay? So this is the deal. I don't know if you guys remember, but a while back I was on a tirade about gluten and eating breads and baked goods that are not artisanal and organic. And this is the reason. So not only if you're not eating breads that are organic and artisanal, are you getting potassium bromate, but you're also getting a lot of other anti-nutrients that we don't want in our food that can lead to gluten intolerance. So make sure you are eating your organic artisanal breads. Now, this bromate, potassium bromate, has been banned, believe it or not, in the EU, European Union, Canada, and wait for it, where else could it be banned? China. Yeah, baby. So if you're not going to get it, the Chinese won't do it, the European Union won't allow it in their food, and Canada won't allow it in their food, why are we eating it? That's the question. Okay. All right, we have got Betsy Otter Thompson here, and we are talking about publishing your own book. So, Betsy, what we were talking about, create space, on Amazon for going to publishing your own book. Now you said, though, the problem with CreateSpace is that if you wanted to have your book downloaded onto Kindle or, I guess, even a Nook, that this really is not the way to go. If you want to have your book to be able to be downloaded on, like, a Kindle?
You can do that through CreateSpace, yes, absolutely.
Oh, you can do that through CreateSpace.
Yes.
Okay. And CreateSpace is Amazon's publishing
Yes, it is.
Okay. So what about...
And, you know, when you do that, you don't just do it in this country. You do it in every country where Amazon has is present. So it's
okay.
So it's in England, it's in Italy, and it's in, many, many countries. It's many countries, English speak anywhere, people speak English. It's comes up, you know, people can order the book from there. So, and you know, when you're promoting your book, you try to get onto radio shows, like I'm talking right now, you have to research the radio shows that are appropriate for your book, and they may be some of them in Europe, they may be some of them in Canada, they may be some of them in Italy or Switzerland. I talked to somebody from Switzerland the other day, but Amazon does have a presence there, so it works. So you have to, when you promote your book, you not only have to, you have to research the internet to find radio hosts that are appropriate for the kind of book you are writing. And I'm not sure how many, this may not work for every genre because I don't know whether there are radio hosts around who are talking about romance novels or those kind of books, but that's something you have to find out in your genre. You have to learn about your genre.
Yeah, that's true. And being a radio show host, I can speak to that. I do get a lot of people sending me a request to be on my radio show that I can tell have no clues to what my radio show's about. They haven't listened to it.
And that's insulting to you. That's insulting to you that they're approaching you without even taking the trouble to find out whether you're interested in their kind of book. And
yeah.
So you have to be thinking, you know, be thoughtful of other people as you're, no matter, even if you're doing this, it doesn't matter what you're doing in life, you have to think of that, is this an appropriate email? You know, is this an appropriate email I'm sending this person?
Right.
And I wanted to bring up the idea that if you are a writer and you know in your heart of hearts that you're a writer and it's the only thing you're going to be happy doing, and if you never make a penny from it, you still want to write, then you're where you need to be. You're in the writing profession where you need to be. If you're writing a book because you think you're going to have a bestseller and make a lot of money, forget it.
I mean, really?
If that's your only reason for writing it, then it's not going to work for you.
Well, that's true, you know, and that's what they say about a lot of things that we do in life, that you need to do it because it's your passion, because it's something that you love, not necessarily for the money. Because when you do things just for the money, it creates a lot of stress, a lot of disharmony in your life, and it can become toxic, lead to toxic emotions.
A lot of expectations that aren't fulfilled. Writing is a creative art. And if you are happy when you're writing, then you should be writing. But don't do it for what you think it's going to bring you, because the only thing it's really going to bring you is the happiness to write. Even if you start making money from it, money can't make you happy no matter what way you earn money. It isn't the money that makes you happy. It's how you deal with the money you have. It's how you deal with the things that happen to you. That's what makes you happy.
Right. And it sounds like it takes up a lot of time, so it better be something that you enjoy doing.
Absolutely. It better be something you enjoy doing, yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, you mentioned Smashwords. So are there some more places like Smashwords that you know of off the top of your head?
There are. For instance, if you have a Nook or whatever those, you know, any other thing that's similar to a Nook or a Kindle, you have to make sure some of them only deal with one thing. For instance, I was up on Smashwords with one of my books that I'm getting up on CreateSpace now. When it goes up on CreateSpace, it will come off it will come off Smashwords, because if you're going to do CreateSpace, CreateSpace wants you to do only CreateSpace, and that's probably the way it should be. Or it's like it's fine with me that they do that because they have a more of an audience, and I think it's good. I like it that way. But in 5 years, maybe they'll all be connected, and it won't matter anyway. And maybe even now, as I speak, I'm obsolete in my opinion because some of them are already hooked up. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Okay. So Smashwords is the one that you can't. I'm getting confused here. So Smashwords is the one you can.
If you're on CreateSpace, then you can't be on Smashwords because you'll automatically come off Smashwords when you do CreateSpace because they want the monopoly of your book. And so that's the downside. But you have to figure out for yourself, you know, is that the best, is CreateSpace best for me anyway? And for me, I decided it was best for me anyway because I liked the broadness of CreateSpace's spread, you know, wings with Amazon. I like the idea that going on Amazon with CreateSpace, it was going to go wherever Amazon was in the world.
Okay, so you have a much broader audience.
Yes.
Okay, versus Smashwords is a little smaller.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it was at least a couple of years ago, whether it still is, or 1-2 years ago it was. I'm not sure what's true today, but I hear more about CreateSpace than I hear about Smashwords or some of the others.
Okay, there you go. All right. That's very interesting. We have to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to finish talking about how to publish your own book. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. All righty, we have to go because I can't do a show without doing Philosophy Tip of the Day.
And so now, the Michelle Bond's Philosophy Tip of the Day.
All right, the Philosophy Tip of the Day comes to us from beloved Saint Germain of the Saint Germain Foundation. And this is all about fearing problems. And I know a lot of people have got problems, okay? We all do. This is the deal. The reason why problems become rampant is what he says. As it were, is because the problems or situation becomes charged with fear by the individual. This gives a certain powerful activity. One should really strive for just the opposite activity by withdrawing all power from it. Fear is feeling. And feeling is always a vitalizing energy. There are no two different kinds of feeling that vitalize tremendously, and these are fear and hate. Instead of giving power to a problem and thus vitalizing it, one should withdraw all sustaining energy and leave it helpless. The fact of the matter is that all of these problems, so-called, are creations of the outer mind or of laws set up by mankind through the outer self. Through these human laws, people harass each other or try to compel one individual to do for another what he or she apparently is not able to do, because it is the outer, man-made laws acting instead of the divine. If every individual would turn with all sincerity and ask God's love and wisdom to direct him or her every moment and live it accordingly, in less than a year, possibly 6 months, there would not be a problem confronting mankind. I'm going to say that again. Saint Germain says, if every individual would turn with all sincerity and ask God's love and wisdom to direct him or her every moment and live it accordingly, in less than a year, possibly 6 months, there would not be a problem confronting mankind. Think about that. So I've been talking about that you manifest what you fear the most. And we see that happening over and over again with people. They fear they're going to get the flu. Guess what? They get the flu. They fear they're going to get sick. Guess what? They get sick. They fear they're not going to have enough money to pay their bills. Guess what? They don't have enough money to pay their bills. So what do? We have to put aside the outer appearances and go within and speak to our higher power and be guided from that. Listen to that. And if we do that, our problems will just subside, go away. Can you imagine that within 6 months not having any problems? That would be fabulous. All right, we have got Betsy Otter Thompson here, and we're talking about publishing your books. Now, Betsy, let's summarize. Let's just summarize.
Okay, let me just make a comment on your wonderful Saint Germain quote to say that whatever you focus on expands.
Mm-hmm. So yes, that's true.
So if you're focused on getting a book published and the idea will expand and all kinds of information will pour into your aura for you to expand the idea. So just trust that if it's right for you, everything is going to fall into place for you gradually and at the speed with which you're able to accept the information. So we have three ways of getting a book published. The first way is by finding an agent who then finds a publisher for you. There's the self-publishing route that you do it through something like CreateSpace or the other places that are like CreateSpace. And the third is the Vanity Press, where they do everything for you, but you pay them money to do it. And in all these endeavors, you still have to promote the book yourself. So it doesn't matter which route you take; you are still the one who is responsible for getting your book out there. The publisher, if you get a publisher, they may help you a little bit, but they don't have the kind of money they used to have to help their their clients get their books out there. So a lot of the responsibility has fallen upon you, the writer. So just think that everything you face along the way, think of this game of publishing as just a game, and approach it that way and have fun learning how to play the game, because that's what it is. And it has its rules and regulations and its boundaries and its fouls and its hits and its home runs, and you have to learn to play the game and have fun doing it. And don't be discouraged, because even a step back is a step forward toward what will work better. And So my name is Betsy Otter Thompson. The book I'm promoting right now is called The What Happens If I Book, How to Make Action-Reaction Work for You Instead of Against You. And I can be found at www.betsythompson.com. And I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter, and I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on YouTube, and I'm on Goodreads. And this is what you should be getting yourself on, too, if you want to be a writer and you want to get your books and your work out there. You need to be thinking all the time of your social media presence and trying to build it up a little at a time. Don't do it. Don't get pressured about it. Just do when the opportunity comes along, and take the opportunity and do whatever it is that can help you to promote yourself and your book and the ideas that you believe in, whatever they are and whatever you're writing.
So the bottom line is to write whatever your heart desires. Proofread it 100 times, have somebody else proofread it to make it great. Either go get yourself an agent, self-publish it, or go to Vanity Press. And make sure that you have your social media network developed, so then you have an outlet or way to sell the book.
Right.
That's it? Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, and what you said there about my philosophy tip of the day is very true. It's whatever you put your attention on is what's going to expand. And when we have problems, unfortunately, that's what we focus in on. And that's why the problems don't go away. That's why they keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And fear, which is false evidence appearing real, has the same feeling power behind it as love does. It's just written misdirected. And right. So if you're doing what you love, then you're putting that same feeling against taking you in a direction that's going to move you forward instead of backwards.
Yeah. If you're doing what you love, you can't go wrong. If you're doing what you love, and you'll learn, because you'll be motivated to learn about what you need to know, because you do love the art of writing, and you do enjoy what you're doing, and that will make that world expand for you. Just don't have expectations about how it's supposed to expand. Just let the universe give you what works in the moment and what's good for you in the moment and what you can do in the moment. Just enjoy the process, because it isn't arriving anywhere where the reward is. The reward is as you go along your way, day by day. That's where the reward is, and finding fun in what you're doing each moment.
Yeah, that's true. And, I love that. And so that's what you want to do. And if you live in the moment, then you're listening to, you're being guided. You are getting out of the way, the outer self, the ego, all that's getting out of the way, so that your higher power can come in and guide you into your direction, and which would be the best way for you to go about doing this. Not only this, but anything in life, really. So, Betsy, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. It was great. I had a great time with you.
Thank you. I had a wonderful time, too, and I loved sharing my experience, and I hope it helps somebody else. If it does, it'll be a wonderful satisfaction for me.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. It definitely will. I see it coming. So I want to thank the listeners for listening and remind you to join me back here next Tuesday at 2 o'clock Pacific Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. And make sure you email me at M as in Mary, B as in Boy, at themichellebondshow.com with any of your comments and questions, and I'll make sure those get handled in the next show. I'm wishing all of you a very prosperous and happy week. Thanks for listening. Hang in there.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, to empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day.
Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for Leading Edge Empowering Knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Please visit themichellebondshow.com for more information and past shows.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.